Imagine, just for a moment, that you walk into a kitchen. It is not your kitchen. Maybe it is a friend's, maybe a stranger's, maybe a kitchen you have never seen before in your life. There's a pan resting on the stove. A small carton of eggs sits on the counter beside a wooden spoon and a single mixing bowl. The light through the window is soft. The room is quiet. And right there on the counter, in front of you, lying flat, there is a piece of paper. On that paper, someone has written, in their careful handwriting, a list of instructions. Step 1. Crack 3 eggs into the bowl. Step 2. Whisk them with a fork until the yolks and the whites have completely blended together, and the surface of the mixture begins to look frothy. Step 3. Place the pan on the stove and turn the heat to medium. Wait until a small drop of water dances when it touches the surface. Step 4. Pour the eggs slowly into the pan, and from that moment forward, do not stop moving them. Fold them gently with a spoon over and over until they are soft and golden and just barely set. And here is the strange and beautiful thing about that piece of paper. If you follow those instructions step by step, in order, without skipping anything and without adding anything, you will end up with a plate of perfectly scrambled eggs. Not because you knew anything about scrambled eggs. Not because you brought any cooking experience with you. You just followed the steps. Someone else somewhere did the thinking. And you simply carried out their thinking in your kitchen, in your time, using your hands. That piece of paper is a kind of magic. It transfers a skill from one person to another across any distance and any amount of time without either of them ever having to meet. That piece of paper in the world we are about to enter together is called a program. This is Rust, gently, a patient introduction to how computers actually work and to one particular language for talking to them. I am your host. This is Episode 1, Foundations. If you have never written a line of code in your life, you are exactly where you need to be. If you have tried programming before and it did not click and you walked away thinking that maybe this is not for you, I want you to set that aside for the next 15 minutes. If anyone has ever told you that programming requires a special kind of mind or a particular kind of math brain, or that you have to start young to ever truly understand it, I would like to ask you to put that idea down too, gently, on the counter next to the eggs. Because programming, when you strip it down to what it actually is not what most people think it is. It is not a secret language. It is not a special talent. It is not a thing only some people can do. Programming is the act of writing instructions carefully for a reader who is going to follow them precisely. That is the whole job. The reason it can feel hard when it does is because that kind of careful, precise writing is itself a skill. It is a way of thinking. And like any way of thinking, it can be developed slowly, one piece at a time, in the same way you might develop the skill of cooking or playing an instrument or speaking another language. Over the next several months, if you stay with me, we're going to develop that skill together. We will start exactly where you are right now, with no assumptions about what you already know. By the end of the first season of this show, you'll have a clear picture of how programs work, what the basic building blocks look like, and how to read them when you encounter them in the wild. By the end of the show, you will be reading real, working programs written in a specific language we will meet a little later and understanding them. You will be able to sit next to someone who has been writing code for 20 years and follow what they're talking about and ask good questions and maybe even disagree with them sometimes. But that is later. Today is just the foundation. The piece of paper, the kitchen, the eggs. Let us go back to the recipe for a moment because there is something curious about it that is worth noticing. If I were to hand that recipe to a person who has eaten food and cooked food and watched other people cook food, I could afford to be much less precise than I was. I could simply write, scramble 3 eggs, and most adults, given a kitchen and a stove, would know what to do. They would fill in the gaps. They would know that you probably want some butter in the pan first. They would know not to walk away from the stove, or the eggs will turn into something rubbery and sad. They would know what success is supposed to look like because they have seen it before. A person reading a recipe brings a lifetime of context to the reading. They are doing most of the work themselves quietly in the background. A computer does none of that. A computer, when it reads your instructions, brings absolutely nothing with it. No memory of eggs. No notion of what a stove is. No sense of what the word scramble might mean. The computer is, in the most genuine sense, the most literal thing you will ever try to communicate with. Anything you do not specify, the computer will either ignore entirely, or it will pick a meaning of its own that may not be the one you intended. It will follow your instructions exactly, in exactly the order you wrote them, with exactly the meanings you gave them, and absolutely nothing else. If your recipe says place the pan on the stove, and you forgot to mention which burner, the computer will not pick a burner for you. It will simply stop, or worse, it will pick one in some way that surprises you, and the eggs will burn, and you will have no idea why. To you, the instruction looked complete. To the computer, it was full of gaps. This is the first real shift in thinking that learning to program asks of you. It is the shift from the casual precision of human conversation, where you know what I mean is a perfectly reasonable thing to say, to a much stricter kind of precision, where you have to say exactly what you mean every single time, with no room for interpretation. It can feel uncomfortable at first. Most people, the very first time they write a program, write something they believe is perfectly clear. They run it. The computer does something baffling. They sit there and they think, I must be bad at this. But they're not bad at this. The computer is just being scrupulously honest about every gap and every ambiguity they accidentally left in. Over time, with practice, the gaps get smaller. The ambiguities get rarer. The thinking gets more careful. That, more than anything else, is what learning to program actually means. There is one more idea I want to introduce today, and then we will rest. If you look at the recipe on the counter, the one for scrambled eggs, you might wonder why it was written in English and not in French or in Japanese or in any other human language. The answer is just that whoever wrote it happened to be writing for an English-speaking reader. The same eggs could be made from a French recipe or a Japanese recipe with different words, perhaps a different style, perhaps an entirely different technique that arrived at the same beautiful end. The eggs, in the end, do not care which language the recipe was written in. The cooking is the same. The result, scrambled eggs, is the same. Programming is similar. Over the past 70 years or so, people have invented many different ways to write instructions for computers, and each of these ways is called a programming language. Some of them are very forgiving. They let you write loosely, and they fill in the gaps quietly, and they are pleasant to start with. The trade is that they sometimes let you write something that does not quite make sense, and you will not find out until much later, when the program is already running and something has gone wrong, and you're trying to figure out why. Other programming languages are very strict. They refuse to let you write anything that does not make sense. They point at the problem, they tell you exactly what is wrong, and they will not move on until you fix it. They are slower to learn at first because they say no a lot, but the programs you build with them tend to be steady and reliable and trustworthy in ways the others are not. There is a whole spectrum between those two extremes, and there are good languages all along it. The language we're going to meet, the one this show is named after, sits a little toward the strict end of that spectrum. It is called Rust. We will not write any of it today or even talk about it in any detail. I just want you to know that it exists, that it has its own personality, and that we will meet it properly when the time is right, which is in a few episodes. Rust is, by reputation, a slightly demanding teacher. It says no to you a lot, especially in the beginning. But what it teaches, when you let it, is care. It is the language equivalent of a strict cooking school that will not let you serve anything you have not made with intention. And the things you build with it, the programs you write, end up being some of the fastest and most reliable software in the world. There is a reason it has become quietly important in the last few years. We'll get to that reason. There is no rush. Before we close, let me say a word about where this whole show is heading. just so you know what you're signing up for. In the next episode, we will look at what is actually happening inside a computer when it reads a recipe. Not in deep technical detail, just enough to give you a picture in your mind of where your instructions go and what becomes of them. The episode after that, we will talk about why so many programming languages exist and what makes Rust specifically interesting. After that, we will meet Rust properly with a story. And then we will sit down together and write the smallest possible program, just a single line, and we will spend an entire episode on that single line because it is worth understanding deeply. From there, episode by episode, season by season, we will build everything up slowly with patience until you can read real working programs and understand what they're doing. And in the later seasons, much later, we will talk about a topic I find genuinely fascinating, which is what it means to write software in a time when artificial intelligence can write so much of it for you. That changes the skill in some ways, but it does not change the foundation. The foundation, the careful thinking, the precision, the ability to read a piece of paper and know whether it will work, that part is still yours. That part is always yours. So before we go, let me leave you with three things to carry into the rest of your day. The first thing is that a program, at its heart, is a recipe. It is a set of careful instructions written for a reader who has no context, who brings nothing with them, and who will follow you exactly. The second thing is that the real skill of programming is the skill of thinking precisely. It is the slow, patient practice of saying exactly what you mean every time with no gaps. The third thing is that you do not have to do this alone. There are millions of people in the world who have walked this path before you, and a language like Rust and a compiler, which we will meet next time, will be your patient teachers along the way. Next time on Rust, gently, we will open up the computer and look at what happens inside it when it reads your instructions. We will meet the compiler, which is one of the most important and most patient teachers you will ever encounter. We will talk just a little about memory and about machine code and about how a piece of paper on a kitchen counter ends up making a real machine do real work in the real world. Until then, take good care of yourself. I will see you in the next one.